Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. So, today's episode is going to be about J.K. Rowling. In her life. So, she was born on July 31st, 1965. Now, Harry was born July 31st, too. So, yeah, she had a regular lifestyle. She grew up, and then in her early adult years, she spent a while trying to get into Oxford, but failed the test. So, she was really sad about that. She ended up getting a bachelor's degree and, like, has a pretty sure, like, French and some other language. But, yeah. So then she does that, and one day, on this English bus, this English train, on the way home, she gets the idea of Harry Potter. So, as soon as she gets home, she starts writing it. Now, a couple months later, her mom died, which is pretty sad, and it's even more sad for Rowling, because she says that she never told her mother about the Harry Potter series she was working on. She had gotten the first three chapters done, before she moved to Portugal because she was so sad. She taught night classes there, English night classes for the Portuguese students. And she ended up marrying a Portuguese professor. Now, they married for a couple of months, like I'm not sure, like 16 months, 15 months, around that much. But they had one baby before they had a divorce because he was not being very nice to her. Now, Rowling is a single mom with a toddler, and she doesn't have a job. And she spends her days working in cafes and writing her novel. So she writes her novel, and she gets the first book done. And she goes to 12 publishers, and they all said no. Can you guys believe it? So once she went to all these 12 publishers, she finally got one. A new one called Bloomsbury. And they were willing to give it a chance. Only because the CEO's 8-year-old daughter loves the Harry Potter series and wanted to hear more. So Bloomsbury told her that she would do it. So then, she keeps writing, and she writes the second and third book, fourth and fifth and sixth, and seventh and eighth. Seventh, no noise. And then, later, I'm pretty sure Warner Bros. Saw this potential, this movie, and they immediately took the challenge on of making this magical world of Hogwarts. So J.K. Rowling went through a series of her life after she was divorced, where she was really, really, really sad. And she says that when she got out of that, she was even stronger than ever because she had defeated this sadness inside her. And she says she was stronger and she understood her potential. After this sadness, she understood how disciplined she could be and how much potential she had. So, I mean, you shouldn't really look up to Rowling, who was a single mom and didn't get a job. She spent her time writing a novel. She was lucky, but we're grateful to have her in this Harry Potter series. This Harry Potter series has affected me a lot. It's my favorite book series out of every single book. So yeah, then later there's movies came out, and yeah, so now we have a little bit of time left. It's only 4 minutes around, and so I just like to tell you guys my favorite movie and my favorite book. Movie, it's not the two last ones. It's not the first or the second one. It was the fifth one. My favorite book was the fourth one. I think my favorite book is the fourth one because after I watched the movies, they missed a lot of the fourth book because the fourth book is really long and has a ton of details. But they missed some characters in it and some other stuff. And I think that's why I like the fourth book and the fifth movie. So, yeah, it's gonna be like 5 minutes now. So, thank you guys for listening. And remember, any emails or any reviews on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts are welcome. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and I am really thankful for the suggestion. I've gotten a couple suggestions now. I got the Paris Climate Accord was a suggestion. I got my Lego one as a suggestion. And this one, my J.K. Rowling is a suggestion. So thank you for listening, and bye.